Welcome to Deeper. So glad you can join me today. If you're watching us on Facebook, please like this video. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please go ahead and follow the video and like the video. And if you want to get notified of new videos coming out, just press the bell and YouTube will notify you. We are looking at the book of Revelation. If you remember last time that John was in the throne room and John gets to experience worship probably greater than anything any of us could ever imagine. And when he sees God the Father on the throne and God the Father in his right hand has a scroll that has writing on the inside and outside, and there are seven seals on that scroll. And nobody is found worthy to open the scroll, to take the scroll. And John begins to weep bitterly, and one of the elders comes along and tells him, listen, you don't need to cry anymore, but the lamb that was slain is worthy because of the price that he paid, the life that he paid, and the ransom that he ransomed those for God. And so the lamb, who of course is Jesus, goes up to God the Father and takes the scroll from his right hand. Now, obviously, we want to know what's in the scroll, and we're gonna look at that today as we look at Revelation 6. So let's get into that, and then we'll just talk about each individual seal. Revelation 6 says, "Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, 'Come!' And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, 'Come!' And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth so that people should slay one another. And he was given a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come!' And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be the voice in the midst of the four living creatures, saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil in the wine.' When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, 'Come!' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider name was Death, and Hades. And its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with a sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and by wild beasts of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, 'O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?' Then they were given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up. And every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the generals, and the rich, and the powerful, and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. Who can stand?'" Father, we praise you. Lord, a lot of dark images here in these verses. Help us, Lord, to understand them. Open our hearts to what you are warning us about. And we pray this in your name. I'm sure that most of us have heard of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And this chapter of Revelation, these four horsemen, who are the first four seals, first four sealed judgments, this is what the four horsemen is in reference to. So let's look at these. Because we want to know who they are or what they are. And the four horsemen are symbolic images of people and events that are going to take place in the future in our world. So we want to look at them individually and then as a whole also, because I think they all go together. There's relations between all of them. So John sees the Lamb open the first seal, and what he sees is a rider on a white horse. This is probably the Antichrist. You see, when Jesus comes back at the end of time, when he comes back to set up his kingdom here on earth, he will be riding a white horse. And the Antichrist is a false imitator of Christ. So this, chances are, this is the Antichrist. He's carrying a bow, but what is interesting about it is that John doesn't say he's carrying any arrows. So the assumption could probably be made that he will conquer, because it says that he comes conquering and to conquer. He will conquer, but he will conquer in peace. He will not conquer by war. And he is given a crown, which means he is a ruler. So here's this rider on a white horse. White horse being, you know, I remember back in the Westerns, you know, always the good guys wore the white horse, but he is a liar, and he is an Antichrist. Then he comes and he has a bow, but no arrows. He's given a crown and he comes to conquer. The horseman, this next horseman that John sees as the lamb opens the seal, is on a red horse. Now the red horse probably refers to terrible warfare. You think of blood and bloodshed, and this will break out. And this rider is told he is able to take peace from the earth. So this is why we think it's war. And he's given a sword, so he'll be powerful. This will be a great war. This won't be just some regional skirmish. Chances are this will be a rather large war, on par with World War I and World War II. And then the lamb opens the third seal, and a horseman comes out on a black horse. And this black horse represents famine and death and rampant inflation. Maybe a result of the wars from Horseman 2. And he's carrying, the rider is carrying a pair of scales, which they had to always weigh the money because people could shave off parts of the money. And money was based upon, the value of the money was based upon the amount of precious metal in it. So you could go along, they didn't have rigid edges like we have now. So they could go and they could cut a little bit off. And that was sometimes how they would change the value of the money, is by shaving some of it off. So the merchants would always have scales so they could weigh the money. And while John is looking at this horseman, he hears from amongst the four living creatures, he hears these words. He hears a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, a day's wages, which is what a denarius is. So let's calculate this. If you go to Walmart today and you get a 5-pound bag of gold medal flour, it's going to be about $2.38 for 5 pounds. Well, a quart is about 2 pounds. So if in Indiana, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour and you work for 8 hours in one day, that means you're going to make 58 hours for a day. So if we take a denarius, you can figure it's worth about $58 today. Well, that 5 pounds of wheat currently costs you $2.38. But if you calculate out that a quart is going to cost you a day's wages, then you're looking at probably more along the lines of $140 for a 5-pound bag. So that's the rate of inflation, which happens because of the war. We know that prices of food are going to go up now because of the COVID, because of the supply chain being disrupted. And we hear horror stories about all these farmers having to put these animals down or to till over the plants because there's no way to get it to market, and milk being poured out and eggs being poured out. So that's going to, and restaurants not being open, so they're not using as much. So the price of things is going to go up because of inflation. But what's also interesting is what John hears. He says, but do not harm the oil and the water. Oil and wine. You know, oil and wine were not necessarily something that the common person had as a staple. We're kind of spoiled today. We all have oil, whether it's cooking oil, and many of us have wine, or we have juice or something. We have so many luxuries that at that time would not have been easy for the common man to get. So it's interesting to think about that the wheat, which was the staple, is going to increase in price exponentially, and yet the oil and the wine, the people that are rich, the people who have the means, will not be as affected by it, because the wine and the oil is not going to be affected. It's going to be affecting the common man more than anything else. And then the Lamb opens the fourth seal, and John sees a pale horse. And this horse represents weakness and illness, which makes sense. After the price of food skyrockets, there's going to be famine. There's going to be people who are not going to be able to afford to eat. And they will become weak, and they will become ill. And it is called death and Hades. It says in this that the fourth seal of the horse, a voice saying, come, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, its rider's name is Death. So now, because of the wars, because of the pestilence, because of the increase in prices and famine, now we have Death riding out, and Hades follows behind, and Hades is the holding place for the dead. It's considered the underworld. It is the Greek word for the underworld, and actually the Hebrew word is Sheol, but so that is following it, and they are giving, Death and Hades is given control over a fourth of the earth. So a fourth of the population will be killed during this time. Now, imagine that. Imagine a fourth. I mean, we're scrambling over, 60, 70,000 people dying with the flu every year, on a bad flu year, and now with COVID, 70, maybe 80,000 people in the United States, just think of one fourth of the world being killed because of these things. And we know that that's what's going to be killing, because it says it's going to be, they're going to be killed by war, by famine, by pestilence, and by wild beast. Wild beasts that normally would not come out are going to come out, and they are going to kill people. Then the Lamb opens the fifth seal, and John sees martyrs under the throne. And they cry out to God, saying, when are you going to avenge us, God? When are you going to avenge people of the earth? Well, we know in Romans 12:19, Paul tells us, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. So those who are martyrs, who are martyred for their faith and for their testimony of Jesus Christ, they are under the throne. They are waiting for God to avenge them. And God says, just a little more time until all of your number are fulfilled. So it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of numbers. And he gives them a white robe to hold them over, just to show them that he does love them. But he is going to avenge them. Until their number, and when their numbers are complete. And then we have the sixth seal. There's a great earthquake, and the sun is turned black, and the full moon is turned blood red. During an earthquake, there may be volcanic eruptions, and the atmosphere gets clouded with smoke from these volcanoes, and it would turn black, and at night the moon would probably look a red, and the stars will fall from the sky. These are meteors and things falling from the sky, and this is actually, the sixth seal is describing the end, right before Christ comes back, because it talks in there about the scroll. At the end we'll see about the scroll being rolled, the sky being rolled back like a scroll. So, and then the mountains moving from their place, and the islands moving from their place. And what it says is that everybody who's left here on the earth at that time will hide in the caves, and they'll call down to the rocks to fall on them and kill them, because they cannot look upon God the Father. They're so afraid of him, and they're so afraid of the wrath of the Lamb that is to come. And there's a question that is asked at the end there. Who can stand? Who will be left when all this is over, when this occurs? You know, there are people in the world today who believe that the world is just going to get better. That if we just do certain things, that we will make our societies better and better and better. It's called what I call the Star Trek fallacy. We'll get to the point where we won't need money anymore. And all that's going to happen because of a one world government. Even during our crisis, there have been people who've been talking about having a one world government. If we would just turn everything over to the United Nations, then everything would just be great. They're fools. They're fools. We must be careful what we ask for, because we might just get it. Man's scheming and our plans will never bring lasting peace. In fact, it'll bring war and strife. You and I are incompetent to control our own destiny. We deserve judgment and wrath. Praise be to God that he offers us forgiveness and mercy. See, God is a God of love, and he's holy. But in his holiness, it demands that he hates sin. And sin has to be paid for either by the suffering and death of the sinner, or at least a substitute for that sinner. And Jesus offers that to us. He is our substitute. He is a substitute for our suffering and our death. So you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, have no reason to fear anything. We don't have to fear God's wrath. We don't have to fear COVID-19. We don't have to fear this world. God will avenge us. See, if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we strive to walk with him in a way that's worthy of our faith and worthy of the gospel, we have nothing to fear. So stay strong, beloved. Stay strong, because believe me, the worst is yet to come. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to like us on Facebook and on YouTube. Check out some of our other videos, and we will see you next time. God bless.